In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack found that the TCEQ's management of water flows into the river led to the deaths of 23 rare whooping cranes by raising the salinity of the water. Her order mandates that the TCEQ create a habitat conservation plan for the cranes and bars the state from issuing any new water permits on the rivers without federal oversight. It may also send a message to the state about the management of other river basins, says Andrew Sansom. He heads the Meadows Center for Water and the Environment and gave testimony against the TCEQ in the court case.
I think that what we've seen in this ruling is a warning that if we don't get serious about protecting the environmental flows in our rivers and streams, then we invite the federal government to become involved in the management of surface water in every basin where endangered species are present.
The TCEQ responded to the ruling by saying it's considering an appeal. In a written statement, the agency called the case, quote, an unconstitutional attempt to use the Endangered Species Act as a cover for rewriting the Texas Water Code, unquote. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.